Warning, I might have to punch somebody. You'll hear why in a minute or two. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week's story comes from listener Steve, who emailed us, "Hey guys, love the show. I saw this story, and I immediately thought of Phil." Cheers, Steve. Kiss.
I don't like Steve.
Yeah.
Where's Steve at?
He didn't say. He just signed it Cheers. So
it comes up New Jersey. NJ Duck, I'm assuming this.
Yeah, it must be New Jersey.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, from NJ.com, this story.
Steve. Wait, I ain't reading the damn thing.
I know. Actually, I made you that deal. If any stories came up that involved the clown, I would read them.
Especially that son of a bitch.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Pennywise the Clown.
Guess where I'm not going this weekend?
New Jersey?
No.
Oh, to see the It movie.
To see the It movie.
Yeah, that comes out actually today. This episode comes out the same day that It.
Yeah, guess where I'm going to be?
Comes out. At the movie theater?
No.
Yeah. Pennywise the Clown floated into a New Jersey woman's backyard. She burned it, then slept with a knife. Renee Jensen was enjoying the summer in her Harrington Park backyard on Saturday with her boyfriend Alex when she spotted something near the side gate. The object appeared to be airborne, headed straight for the yard. Did a freaking bird die in midair or something? She thought, going over to see what it was. Looking down at the object, she jumped back, like Phil might, because it was Pennywise the Clown. Actually, a stuffed cartoon version of the murderous clown, but Pennywise nonetheless. The plush character's mouth was reddened with fake blood.
So somebody was playing a dirty prank on him.
Supposedly. Adding to the mystery was some writing that was scrawled in black on the doll's forehead. Jensen called Alex over. This was obviously a toy, but something just wasn't adding up. In Stephen King's 1986 novel It, the 1990 miniseries adaptation, and 2017 film, Pennywise is an evil clown who terrorizes children in Derry, Maine. His infamous line, "We all float down here. You'll float, too." Did you ever read the book?
Let me think, Joel. No!
That was the first Stephen King book I ever read.
No, I have not read the book.
I was in eighth grade.
I have no desire to read the book.
You know why I read that book?
Just read the damn story.
Because a girl sat next to me in English class that she was reading it. So I was like, I'm going to read that book.
Just finish the story.
Jensen has read King's book. She's also seen the miniseries starring Tim Curry as the evil clown demon. And she's seen the trailer for the upcoming sequel, but after her Pennywise encounter this weekend, she's not so sure about watching the new film. She wonders if someone sent the Pennywise toy aloft as promotion for the movie, perhaps by drone, giving the way that it entered her backyard. Harrington Park, after all, is a quite leafy Bergen County suburb. Jensen lives off a country road, but her home is surrounded by trees. "It came at an angle and I just watched this thing. It didn't hit a single tree and went straight over, just cleared the gate and hit the pine branches and then hit the ground," said Jensen, age 42, still a bit shaken from the incident. She only has one neighbor in the vicinity and they were not around at the time Pennywise entered the yard. Even so, quote, "there's no way they could have launched this thing from their house," unquote, Jensen told the NJ Advanced Media. "It didn't even hit any of our trees until it was about to land at our gate. It looked like a dog toy. They sell it at Hot Topic or something." Jensen decided to share news of the clown's arrival on Facebook. She thought about calling the police, but Alex said they'd just get laughed at. Social media responses eventually convinced Jensen to contact the authorities. After all, Jensen remembered the wave of evil clown sightings and scares that were reported across the country in 2016. What if such a clown landed in someone else's backyard? You remember when we talked about those creepy clowns? Chris was here.
Yes. Yes, I do remember, Joe.
Yeah. But that was the same day that Tracy called us.
Yes, it was, Joel. Thank you for pointing that out.
Two Harrington Park police officers showed up. Instead of laughing at Jensen, they found the clown. They told her she wasn't wrong to report the incident. They wouldn't touch it. They were totally creeped out, too, she said.
As well, they should have been.
The officers recommended that Jensen get rid of the clown.
Well, why has she got to get rid of it?
Not their job. "I'm burning this thing," Jensen said. She set about lighting the toy up. But the clown would not ignite. Not because of any devious enchantment, but likely due to a flame retardant applied to the toy, she says. Jensen doused the clown in olive oil to help start a blaze. No dice. Finally, she successfully used some newspapers as kindling to reduce Pennywise to ashes.
I'm thinking gasoline, brake cleaner, lighter fluid, starter,
some kind of accelerant. Yeah.
shotgun, bazooka, bomb, grenade,
rocket pill grenade,
Molotov cocktail. All those would have been fine. Not olive oil. What the hell are you doing, woman? You can't burn shit with olive oil.
That's got too high of a flashpoint.
Yes. No.
The writing on the clown's forehead, Jensen said, was the most disturbing part. It looked like weirdo occult satanic shit, she says. Jensen and her boyfriend furiously Googled the figures scrawled on the clown's head. We couldn't find anything, she says. On Saturday night, Jensen slept with a knife and the bedroom door locked.
Let's think what would have been better than a knife. Oh, I don't know. A gun, maybe?
It's funny, but it's creepy, says Jensen, who owns a Reiki and intuitive healing business in Ridgewood. You think she had a gun?
Probably not.
I live in kind of the woo, she says.
What the fuck's a woo?
Woo. Throughout the clown ordeal, Jensen kept asking herself, am I getting cursed or something? Just in case, she took every precaution. I had a stick of sage and I lit that thing. She just happened to have a sage stick on hand.
That's going to help.
She said, I was walking around our whole entire
property. Shotgun.
Jensen shared a photo of the backyard Pennywise and the burned aftermath in a Bergen County Facebook group to both entertain and notify her neighbors. It was pretty amazing, she said. I'm just glad my kids weren't here. Phil, what would you do if Pennywise the clown just fell into your backyard while you were out there?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking.
If any clown...
Do you want to take the Fifth Amendment on this?
No, I'm not, because in case something ever does happen, then yes, and the boom booms and shit happens, then the pow pows, and now I've got a record. No. First thing I would do is come up with a better way to burn the damn thing than olive oil. Second thing, I would not, if I was scared, I wouldn't sleep with a knife under my pillow. I'd have a damn gun. Third thing, sage ain't gonna help you, woman.
Anything else?
No, I'm done. This has got me so upset. No. That's our listener story. I got to go. This is our listener story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a storm drain where everything floats.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
News stories from your local area. Personal stories where you...
I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but did you see the meme that somebody put out there about I have water down here?
Yeah.
With him in the.
Yeah, we posted
storm
that.
Track. Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
You did?
We posted every Dorian meme.
I have a bottle of water down here.
This podcast was. Fuck me.
That was me. I already said that one.
Do you want to listen to the best podcast of all time? Cool. So do I. You can do that or you can listen to us. I'm J. Ray. And this is my bitch-ass sidekick.
Loop Dog.
You going to say the rest? L-double-O-P.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Well,
we're already here. We're already here, bitch. Go ahead and say it. No, just do it. I don't want to fucking start over.
Loop Dog. L-double-O-P-D-O-double-G. That's me. That's right.
And we are Politics with Dummies, a podcast on the No Phony Podcast Network at nophonynetwork.com. Look for us. We be everywhere.